I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 65 years ago, a lab technician and two surgeons in the United States pioneered ways to repair the hearts of children who were born with congenital heart defects. The surgery is now common here in the U.S., but it's rare in many other countries. The group Heart to Heart is trying to change that, in Russia at least. Reporter Cy Musiker of KQED Radio News in San Francisco tells us about the program.
We're in a surgical suite at the University of California's Medical School in Sacramento, watching a team prep a tiny boy for open-heart surgery. Josie Everett stands beside me. She's executive director for Heart to Heart.
When you see a baby's heart exposed, the tissue is this beautiful purplish mauve color, and it's beating so quickly that it reminds me of a hummingbird.
A hummingbird with a big problem. He's one of the 1% of children worldwide born with congenital heart defects that can be fixed.
In the United States, it's gotten to the point where 95%+ of cases are successfully managed through open heart surgery. Yet all over the world, only 10 to 15% of children have access to this miraculous cure.
Miraculous indeed for the children and their families.
I thought that certainly it was like a miracle for us because there was no chance at all for us to get any kind of medical care in the Soviet Union.
That's Elena Sinodova. She's the mother of Heart to Heart's very first patient. Maria Sinodova is now a healthy-looking 27, but in 1989 her heart was so weak she could take only a few steps before becoming exhausted from lack of oxygen. After the surgery...
Well, I could run around. That was the first thing I noticed. Oh,
and you didn't become out of breath or tired?
Yes.
And when you went back to Russia, did it feel like it was a whole new life to begin?
Yes, I think, because I could go to school at last.
Sinodova and her parents visited California earlier this year for an event celebrating Heart to Heart's 20th anniversary. Elena Sinodova says she'll always feel that the doctors who worked on her daughter were like gods, able to bring the dead back to life. That puts this soft-spoken man at the head of the pantheon.
It was our privilege to be able to try to save their life, just like it is with any other patient we see, whether it's here or in Russia.
Nihlas Young is a co-founder of Heart to Heart. 20 years ago, he saved Sinodova's life. After that, the Soviet government of the time asked him to bring his skills to what is now St. Petersburg to perform more surgeries. He improved on the idea, making each visit a training mission, passing on his skills to Russian doctors and enlisting other U.S. nurses and specialists to join him.
Really, when you think about it in terms of the greater good, it makes it an easy decision.
Brad Mortimer operates heart-lung machines. He uses vacation time for the missions and doesn't mind the sacrifice.
In fact, I feel like I'm cheating the people there because I feel like I get so much more out of it than what they've been given. So it's really, I feel selfish.
Mortimer credits Nihlas Young for inspiring him. And Young says he was inspired by his father, a judge in Louisiana committed to public service.
I think he saw it as an obligation based on the fact that he felt he was privileged to have achieved an education when so many around him had not.
Do you think of yourself as religious? Is that part of your motivation?
No, I'm not a religious person. I believe in karma, though.
Expand on that. Tell me what you mean by karma.
If one has the opportunity to live long enough, I think you come to realize that when you help other people, particularly if you have the opportunity to do that in an unselfish way, you generate more psychic rewards for yourself, I think, than in just about anything else you do. And I've probably gotten more good feelings from this than with just about anything I've done.
Heart to Heart doesn't have to go to St. Petersburg anymore. The Russian surgeons there are teaching their own students. But Young and others are now developing a pediatric heart care center in Samara, in southeastern Russia. And last weekend, a team returned from the group's newest outpost for good works, the city of Tomsk in Siberia. For The World, I'm Cy Musiker in San Francisco.
And there's more on Heart to Heart on our website, which is theworld.org.